Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show, The Bench with John Granato and Lance Zierlein on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Bill Barnwell, he writes a lot. Bill Barnwell, an ESPN staff writer, NFL, and he breaks down numbers. He really analyzes. He gets deep into analyzation. He is analyzing over the next 2 weeks the off seasons for all 32 teams. He put out the bottom 16. Not surprisingly, the Texans landed in the bottom half of the league as far as their offseason went. So not surprisingly.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, it makes some sense. All right. Who do you think had the worst offseason?
I'm sure it's an easy answer. Honestly, I'm not sure that I know it's not the answer, but I kind of think losing Devontae Adams is a major, major problem for Green Bay. I don't think Kansas City actually offseason, if you count the draft, I think they had a pretty decent draft. Let's see, the worst offseason, I'm sure it's an easy answer. The Bears didn't have a great one. Some people are upset about.
They're in the bottom half. The other two are not in the bottom half that you mentioned. The Bears are in the bottom half. They fall at number 23.
So I would say also the.
Who lost their quarterback and really didn't replace him?
Oh, Seattle.
Seattle had
a rough one.
Yeah, and then and not surprisingly. The Falcons are next.
Yep. That's right. That's a good one, too. They lost their quarterback. Anybody who lost a quarterback.
The Arizona Cardinals, with all their problems that they're having.
By the way, I think Mo Moten, who we had on earlier. Yeah, I don't think baseball's a thing with Kyler Murray. I don't think you're using baseball as to scare anyone anymore. Like, if Kyler Murray told me, hey, listen, I'll go play baseball, Steve Kymer. okay. Ooh, I don't want to see you go play baseball.
Well,
see you pull down all that money in baseball, leagues.
Now I think he's established himself. I don't know the last time he's been in a cage.
Yeah, I don't know that he needs to go to the baseball card. I'm not sure baseball teams are looking at add Kyler Murray at age whatever he is now, 25. I'm not sure that that's a viable use of leverage.
Cardinals were 30th. The Saints were 29th. The Raiders, 28th. Picking up Devontae Adams and Chandler Jones? That's a really, really awful hawk. He thinks giving Derek Carr $121 million extension is a good thing, I guess. I don't know.
It's the Raider fans are weird. Raider fans love Derek Carr more than anything in the world. I've never seen a quarterback who produces more, above average results. I'll give him above average. That's fine. He's Kirk Cousins with a more handsome older brother and less statistics. I've never seen a fan base get behind a quarterback like that so much. Raider fans are they can be a very loyal bunch, and they are really down with Derek Carr. Like, they will fight you over Derek Carr, which – okay, cool. Like, I put quarterback to them before in mock drafts. I gave him Kyler Murray in one mock draft, and they lost their minds. I couldn't believe I'd made the entire fan base that angry with putting Kyler Murray there. Now, this is before Kyler Murray had the, started getting the heat. Like, it was my first mock draft, and no one was projecting him that high at that particular time before, he ended up going number one. And so I took a lot of crap from Raiders fans. But I don't know that I would say. I don't know that if you pick up Chandler Jones is great, but man, you pick up Devontae Adams. I'm not sure how you.
I don't get it.
I'm not sure what the rationale is there for saying they had a bad one. For the Bears, the concern is you lost Allen Robinson. And you didn't add anyone to significantly pick up the slack for Allen Robinson. So I get that. The Bears are in full rebuild mode right now. What about your boy Peter King having the Texans as the worst team in pro football next year?
I told AJ yesterday. I mean, get that guy on because I'm going to have to give him the what for. Okay? I mean, are you kidding me? The Falcons are worse. Seattle's – Detroit, The Texans will draft somewhere between 8 and 12 next year. That will be their pick.
Wow. 8 and 12. I mean, I feel like that's a good year if they're drafting near 12.
Yes. The Texans will draft somewhere between 8 and 12 next year.
I feel more comfortable saying 6 and 10.
You go ahead.
Even 6 would be, you know, a bump up if they're drafting 6.
Yeah, because they were third.
Honestly.
Yeah. No, because, yeah, that's a bump up. But
I feel like the number, so you think it's between what, 8 and 12?
8 and 12.
I'm saying 6 and 10. If we have a four slot.
They're going to have a couple, three really surprising wins next year. Couple, three. I think they had one. They certainly had one in Tennessee, and they had one against the Chargers. So I think that there's more in store of that. And they're going to win some games they're not supposed to win any games because they're an underdog in every game. But by midseason, they're not going to be nearly as badly thought of as they are right now. Detroit is the 27th, and I thought they did a pretty good job, if you want to know the truth. You mean they pick up Aiden Hutchinson and they get Jameson Williams? I thought they had a pretty good draft, but okay. Washington, I think he's just putting the worst teams in here. You guys had the worst offseason. That's pretty much what they're doing, what he's doing here. Washington Commanders was next, and then the Houston Texans were at 25. He says what went right was the Deshaun Watson trade. That was they did that really well. Caserio had a coherent plan filling out the roster. The draft blessed with significant draft capital for the first time. Caserio's work was a mixed bag, though. He didn't love giving up number 108 and 124 to move up from 68 to 44 and draft John Mechie. He thought that was a really, really poor move. He didn't like the signings of Jerry Hughes and Mario Addison. He didn't like Marlon Mack and Rex. He didn't like that Marlon Mack and Rex Burkhead were signed. He said, bring in some undrafted free agents along with Damian Pierce, and let's go. You could stumble on a James Robinson or something. And the way that they handled the coaching search with Josh McCown and Hines Ward was just foolish, as typical Texans being foolish. Plus, he's not crazy about the backups for Davis Mills. He puts this out there. If the 49ers decide they want to get out from under Jimmy Garoppolo's contract at any cost, would the Texans bite? Caserio was part of the Patriots' brain trust and drafted Garoppolo in 2014, and the Texans are the only team in the AFC with an opening at quarterback. They can't fit Garoppolo's present deal on their cap, but they could give the 30-year-old a new contract with a reduced cap in 2022 as part of a trade.
Huh.
Garoppolo. I'm not interested.
No, not really.
Uh-uh.
He's more trouble than he's worth.
Well, I don't know that he's more trouble. I think he's more, I think he's less, there's less ceiling.
That's what I mean. You get stuck with a guy that you end up having to pay. Listen, quarterback salaries have gone so stupid that the worst thing in the world is to have an above-average quarterback. You either want him to be below average or great. That's it. Because below average you can get away from. Great, you lock in on. You're willing to pay them the crazy money, even though it will hurt. You know what an above-average quarterback wants? He wants $30 million a year. Like, honestly, I think Dak Prescott is an above-average quarterback, but he's probably at the top end. Like, he's a good to a... He's above average to good, but he's not an elite quarterback. There's very few elite quarterbacks in the league who deserve that kind of pay. But once you're paying that, well, that's it. I mean, you're locked in on that number. I think what's really interesting, have you paid attention to the numbers for Pat Mahomes and how they've come down over the last 3 or 4 years?
No.
Or over the last 2 years? His numbers are trending in the wrong direction, and now Tyreek Hill is gone.
Yeah.
I think this is a very, very interesting. Listen, he was not good for about 8 games last year, a big sample size. He was not a good football quarterback. He wasn't throwing touchdowns. He had interceptions. He didn't know where to go with the ball. His accuracy wasn't good. Like, it was weird. It was like he forgot how to play the position. Then he kind of got it back at the end of the year.
We were talking about how he looked bad.
He looked bad. And so I'm really curious to see how he does this year.
And then the second – What was it? The first half against Buffalo or the second half? Or no, against the Bengals. The second half against the Bengals, I think he was awful, wasn't he?
Yes. Yeah, he was awful. He was awful. That's how they made that comeback.
Yeah, so, I mean, I don't know. Without
Remember, it's at the end of the half. It all started at the end of the half where he made a stupid decision that ended up costing them
points. I'm telling you, I'm not sure that the Chiefs win the division this year. I'm not sure that they win that division. I'm going with the Raiders to win the division this year. I'm telling you.
I could see it. I could totally see what you're talking about because Pat Mahomes showed you a sample size that should concern you. Because he had fundamental issues with – it wasn't bad luck. He played poor football. Now you take away one of his safety blankets in Tyreek Hill, who's an explosive playmaker. Are teams starting to figure Pat Mahomes out on tape at all? Are they figuring out what Andy Reid does with him? Are they figuring out tendencies? Because if the answer is yes, that's a huge concern because Pat Mahomes has got to pivot and become a different – you know, he's got to play chess and counter whatever moves they're making with him. You know, maybe they're defending him differently. Maybe there's a certain zone they're using to try to counter him. But I'm kind of with you. Davante Adams changes some things for the Raiders. And then is this the year that Justin – they added J.C. Jackson, the Chargers did, really talented cornerback. Is this a year that Herbert and the Chargers take – another step? Like, is this, did they finally take it up there, or is Russell Wilson gonna use his veteran presence? And now Javonte Williams, a talented young running back, starts coming into his own the second year, which is very normal for a talented running back to really kick it in year two, just like, you know, Jonathan Taylor did. I mean, I can tell you Las Vegas has respect for the Broncos. Yep. I can tell you that much.
All right. I got respect for your patio. I'll tell you that right now.
You should. Texas mm-hmm. Custom Patios does it better than anyone else. Nobody else in the state of Texas is doing it as good as Texas Custom Patios. Go look at the work. You can search as many websites. Go to best patios in Texas or best outdoor living spaces in Texas. I did the heavy lifting to find Texas Custom Patios, and then I told them I wanted them to be on the radio because I wanted to be able to talk about them and tell all of you guys about Texas Custom Patios. That's how much I believed in the work that they did. And sure enough, it's been a big hit. I mean, they've been very busy. You guys have worked with them and have told your friends or family members about them. It sells itself. These outdoor living spaces and outdoor kitchens, when you have friends come over, they're going to be blown away. They're going to be blown away at the space, at what's been done with the space, at how functional it is, at how fun it is. It's a great way to entertain other people or just have a great spot for you to go watch your games, turn on the music, turn on the games on your speaker system and your big screen TV. Maybe you want multiple televisions set up out there, fire pits, fireplaces, whatever you want for your outdoor kitchen. And the great thing is they'll work with you from a financing standpoint so that you can get exactly what it is that you want. And the great thing on this isn't a swimming pool. You get dollar for dollar value back when it comes time to sell your home. So not only are you getting the enjoyment of your purchase, you also are going to see those dollars come back to you if you ever need to sell your home. Make sure you go to TexasCustomPatios.com or TCPLance.com.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5. The godfather of Houston sports radio, the preeminent NFL draft analyst, you found The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Scott Delaney is going to join us in a little bit. Fireman Scott, he is playing with 13 other guys in the World Series of Poker all month long in Las Vegas, different events, including the main event, and it's all sponsored by Mattress Mac. So we'll talk about that. They've got a competition going on and everything else. Mac is putting up over a half a million on this thing, and he's counting on these guys. These guys are really good. These are good players. So,
he's stake horsing players. He's not like they didn't win some kind of drawing.
No, he's staking.
If you get your furniture, you get a spot in a World Series of Poker.
No,
that wasn't one of those things.
No. If you buy furniture, you don't get a $10,000 seat in the World Series of Poker. No, that's not it. These guys are pros. These guys know what they're doing. Fireman Scott was a fireman here in Houston, and now he's a full-time poker player. That's how good.
Yeah.
That's how good.
By the way, I just got a text from our old friend Chives, who just said, RJ, holy bleep, the UGK song y'all came back with is one of Pimp C's finest. So you there, you continue to earn accolades, RJ. You're doing a nice job on the bump music. You're becoming the Christian Javier, very quickly becoming the Christian Javier of bumper music, which means he's got good stuff, good movement, and can be dominant at times. And that's what Christian Javier was.
You do have good
yesterday.
Movement on your music there, RJ.
Yeah.
Thank you, guys.
He's all over the, you know, he uses the entire
plate. You guys said you don't
want
to come back with, like, the same old, so
no.
I try to switch it up.
No.
I like it.
Yeah.
I like it.
Yeah, no, Stairway to Heaven or whatever, you know. Yeah.
Is that what you were talking about, though, Stairway to Heaven?
No, that's not what we're talking about right here. That, we don't want
Beta.
That. That's not what we want.
We want more of the Christian Javier where you're not sure.
Yeah, what
like,
you're going to see.
Where he's keeps you off speed. Keeps you off speed. Uses the entire plate. Works up and down. Movement on his pitches. How about how good Christian Javier is becoming right now? So this is it's two games, and you know you could easily say, what about Jake Odorizzi? He's been really good too. Jake Odorizzi has done a nice job. He didn't get the punch outs.
What do you do when Jake Odorizzi comes back?
I mean, you know, Javier goes back to the bench and has to just keep waiting it out, and you have the lesser pitcher start.
But I'm
telling you, that's what we're talking about.
I'm telling you that this yo-yo, you can poo-poo it and everything else. It'll piss a guy off.
Well, it can also screw with them, too, because you alter their date, you alter their rhythms. Like Dotel, I remember watching him when he was a young pitcher with the Mets. And you could see he had great stuff. But then they tried, you know, like they kept trying to start him, and he was a little bit wild. And
well, he wanted to be a starter, but they said no, dude. And you know what? He had a great career as a reliever.
But Christian Javier, you know, you can make an argument, well, he's so good, you can use him more as a bullpen guy. I think the value right now in getting to – he showed you he could get to six innings in his previous start, and then this one was 5 2/3. But his pitch count gets into the 90s because he's getting a lot of swing and misses. And you and I both know those high strikeout guys, those high swing and miss guys, they have to throw more pitches.
Well,
that's the nature of it.
Wait a minute. Just that whole philosophy. Oh, he's a really great pitcher. He'll pitch more in the bullpen. What?
That's a broken theory.
Okay, first of all, guys don't want to do that. First of all, the starters make the money. Okay, first of all. Secondly, all the great pitchers in baseball were, you know, Mariano Rivera is one of the greatest ever. He was a closer. Okay, but he was perfect for that role. And Mariano Rivera as a starter might not have been very, I don't know. I'm not sure because we don't know that for sure. But the great pitchers in baseball, you know what they do? They start. And you want them out on the mound. Back in the day, it was every fourth day. Now it's every fifth day. Sometimes it's every sixth day. But you want them. That's where you want your best. It's like this whole leading off Siri and batting Pena ninth. I was, what? That's contrary to everything you should believe in baseball. And Daryl Morey would tell you, I want the ball in James Harden's hands. I want him to shoot more than everybody else. You know why? Because he's one of the best guys ever. I want the top of the order to have the best hitters because they will bat more. It just makes more sense. I want my starters to be our best pitchers because then we will see, because they will get more innings. They will possibly throw 8 innings over 5 days. If you throw a reliever 8 innings over 5 days, that dude's arm's going to fall off.
Yeah. Yeah, listen, you're getting – for sure you're going to get – a good starter is going to give you for sure 5 innings, and that's if he's, you know, had some walks. Christian Javier right now, his strikeout to walk, it's impressive. He's – for the year so far, he's at 48 strikeouts, 11 walks. I mean, this guy's better than 4-1. For the month, he's 32-8. Last month, he was 16-3. So, you know, the strikeout to walk thing, I mean, he is a high strikeout per inning pitcher right now. But as you say, John, if he gives you 5 2/3 or 6 innings as a starter, you only have 3 innings left in a game that can become a win. And to me, Jake Odorizzi's stuff is just nowhere in the same ballpark as Christian Javier. With that said, Jake Odorizzi has not pitched bad for you. He did have a very bad start, and it looked like, more of the same. But he actually has pitched really well. So the reality is, you know, Javier can do this. You have to have a talk with him and say, listen, you are one of our future guys. You're a dude. Right now, you know, we don't think Jake Odorizzi can do what you do in the bullpen. We need you back in the bullpen. But you're going to, you know, your future is as a starter with this team. And it may be as early as this year. You may be back up in this role in a more permanent basis. So, you know, this is how much we think of you. And, you know, you have the talk with them. You love them up a little bit. And then you send them back down to the minors, even though you're – not minors. I mean, yeah, the bullpen. Even though you know that he's better than the other guy he's going to replace him.
Absolutely. All right, when we come back, Fireman Scott is going to be here with us on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5, talking a little poker on the other side. Right now, though, I'm talking about the Morley Law Firm. Morley Law, M-O-R-L-E-Y, law.com. These peeps are really, really, really awesome at what they do. And I don't know what your issue is. Did you get a DWI? Have you had some kind of an arrest where you feel like you were arrested? You're not guilty? Or even if you are guilty, you need representation? Did you have some kind of drug crime? Or what was the case? How about if you had an personal injury, an auto accident, an 18-wheeler, a wrongful death, a medical malpractice, asbestos, whatever the case may be, you have some kind of an issue? Do you have an issue with an insurance company? If you do, then the Morley Law Firm is here for you. You just heard Carlos Silva a little while ago talking about that how they can help. An industrial accident, motorcycle accident, whatever the case is, you need some representation. If you're being sued civilly and you have some kind of an issue with a neighbor or whatever the case may be, you need help. You got the Morley Law Firm. You don't have a lawyer on retainer, you have these guys. Give them a call. Make the call, Morley Law. 713-839-9955. 713-839-9955. And let them start. Tell them what it's all about and let them start. And listen, if you're looking for a great, great lawyers that are going to help you out, immigration, say habla español. They've got it all at morleylaw.com.
ESPN 97.5.
Hey guys, Underdog Fantasy. So get started on your fantasy. I have to mention this. I'm going to tell you about Best Ball Mania here in a second. But did you know you could be doing daily fantasy right now with basketball? Did you know right now during the playoffs you could be involved with drafting players and winning actual cash right now? You know your basketball. Why don't you jump in on Underdog Fantasy? Make your first deposit, and they will match your first deposit up to $100 with whatever that is. Now, what you might want to do with that $100 bonus you're going to get is use it for your Best Ball Mania entries. And Best Ball Mania 3, this is the third version. There's $10 million in prizes. Did I get your attention? Good. $10 million in prizes. The first place winner last year entered in June. So what are you waiting for? You can draft your fantasy football team quickly today. And what you'll do, you might want to wait till June. I don't care if that's what you want to do. But that $100 bonus that you're going to get, that's four entries. That's four free entries you could use for Best Ball Mania 3. And you draft your team. There's no you don't have to make waiver wire moves. You don't get to. No waiver wire moves, no in-season moves, no weekly start or sit decisions. Whatever your best score is for the players at the different positions, whatever your highest score is, that's what you get. It's aggregate scoring. At the end of the year, the winners get into the money with cash and prizes. You got a chance to get your piece of the $10 million pie by going to underdogfantasy.com or downloading the app and use promo code radio to activate that $100 up to $100 bonus when you make your first deposit. That's underdogfantasy.com.
Listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show, The Bench with John Granato and Lance Zierlein on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. I was texting with Mattress Mac yesterday, talking about the poker guys, and one of them is joining us here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Scott Delaney, Fireman Scott, as he is known out there on the in the world tour, here with us on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. 14 guys getting $40,000 each plus expenses to go out to Vegas, play in a bunch of tournaments, including the main event, $10,000 entry fee. And so that's pretty cool stuff. And Mattress Mac is back in it. Scott, welcome to the show. How are you?
Good morning, fellas. Great to be here.
So, all right, how did you get picked? How did you 14 get picked by Mattress Mack to represent them?
Well, the team was put together by the poker cowboy, a good buddy of mine, Will Lessingwell. And he had connections to Mattress Mack. And Will and I have been playing poker together for a long time, so I've seen his career, and he's a well-accomplished pro, but he also has a business degree. And he saw an opportunity, you know. He said, let me see if I can use my poker network and my business degree, put together a plan. And he put together a presentation, presented it to Mattress Mack, and from what I understand, they loved, Mack and Linda both loved the idea right away, and they went to work on it. And Will himself is the one who picked the players.
Hmm.
And I think Mack went basically off his recommendation. It was his plan from the start.
So there's 14 of you. Now, you're going to be playing, and, of course, Mattress Mack, since he staked it, gets a percentage. I don't know what it's a normally 60-40 kind of thing. Is that accurate in this instance?
Well, in this one, it's also it's a competition. Not only are we playing against the field, against everybody, but it's also a competition between the 14 of us players. And so there's a little bit of a scale, but whoever wins out of all of us, we'll get closer to a 50% of his win, and the rest of us would get somewhere closer to a 40%
yeah.
of our win.
Right,
and
right.
Mack would get 50 to 60%.
Right.
That's
right.
Kind of a rough layout of it.
So I got to ask you this. If you guys are all really good players, right? You're all pros?
Uh-huh.
If you're so good at this, why do you need any money from somebody else?
Well, no matter how good you are as a pro, it's always good to have backing because, you know, especially with tournament poker, even the best players in the world can go a long, long time without a cash. I mean, we're going to be playing against thousands of people in some of these fields. And so even though we have a higher chance than anybody else to win, you can still go, you know, you watch a professional baseball player go on a slump that might last 3 months where he doesn't get even a single hit. Well, you could imagine for a professional poker player going three months or even longer without winning a tournament, it can get brutal. So we look to monetize ourselves in other ways other than just winning tournaments or winning pots. And that comes through sponsorship. And that's one of the big reasons we're doing this, or one of the things we're hoping is going to come from this, is that this is such a big sponsorship opportunity for us that we're hoping that it will grow from there and other people will want to sponsor poker players, you know.
Well,
so right now we're hoping that we can have good results and represent Mattress Mack and the city of Houston, so it'll encourage more of that.
Well, absolutely. Go ahead and win that the main event and bring in $9 million to split up between you and Mack. And guess what? You'll have a lot of people knocking at your door to want to sponsor. There's no question about that. I don't think there's any question. And you're right. It's so poker is so difficult. I mean, you could have aces against kings and the king hits and you lose. Aces against deuces and deuces win. You know, you just never know in poker. And so otherwise the best players would be at the final table every year. And it's simply not the case. There's so many surprises there. But when you get to that point, you're a better player. You know, chances are you're giving yourself a better chance. What kind of player are you, Scott? Are you a pot odds? I'm always going to calculate pot odds, or are you a I just feel it kind of player?
Well, I'm very unique. I shoot them up. I'm a pot limit Omaha cash game player, and I have Houston written all over me. I'm very. If you played with me, you can tell I'm really cut out from the Houston underground scene. That's where I cut my teeth. And so I'm more of a momentum player. I play for big pot. I go for my reads on people, and I put them, I put a lot of pressure on them. And I feel like I can handle more pressure than most people. So I usually take a guy and try to get a read on him and make him uncomfortable and say, let's fight it out. And I trust myself in an uncomfortable situation. And, yeah, that's my strategy. I wouldn't say I'm a mathematical guy. Not at all.
So, yeah, I know. That, hey, listen, if you're a Houston underground Omaha cash game guy, you're aggressive. Okay, very aggressive.
Sir.
You go up to Prime all the time, and that game is just it's basically shove and flop or flop and shove. That's the game, and it's really 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 aggressive. But can you be that aggressive in tournament play as opposed to cash?
Well, yes, and this is a point I'm going to try to prove out there this summer. I always look to see where can I separate myself from everyone else. And like I just said, because of my Houston PLO roots, I can be very aggressive at the poker table. So the way I play is I take a lot of risk early in tournaments and try to build up a big chip stack. And then when I do, I try to use that aggressiveness to try to steamroll people.
And bully the
table. I'm hoping that that's going to work out for me this year. Now, we have a whole team full of guys that have other ideas, and that's the great thing. We're all on a thread with each other where we argue and talk about poker hands and tournaments and different styles. We talk constantly, so all that information is also a big benefit to each of us. You know, we're kind of soaking up each other's knowledge.
Absolutely. That's Scott Delaney, Fireman Scott, and we'll be watching for you. We'll have to get the 14 names from Max so that we're able to keep track of you guys at the main event. That's for sure. Go get yourself a couple bracelets while you're there, Scott. We appreciate.
Okay,
go ahead.
Before I go, I did just want to say we all really want to thank Max. It's such a good opportunity for us, and we're very grateful, very thankful. And we also feel like it's not just the 14 of us; it's the entire Houston poker community. And we hope to bring home a bracelet for you guys.
Let's do it. Let's go. All right. Hey.
Thank you.
Scott, we appreciate you. Best of luck, man. Go get it.
Thank you, brother.
All right. There's Scott Delaney. He is playing poker for Mattress Mack. We'll keep track of it, see what happens. But listen, Lance, you didn't get the offer from Mattress Mack, but you do have OfferPad.
I do have OfferPad. And I got, well, first of all, can you explain to me when you ask him, why would you use someone else's money? What's the number one thing in finance or anything? I'm going to assume John left. John's here. He just can't hear me. John's asking that. Why would you use Mattress Max money? Because you always use someone else's money. That's why. Let me tell you about OfferPad. Ran back in here to get on the mic, so I'm like a little out of breath. But OfferPad.com. So I was talking to Brad yesterday from OfferPad about someone close to me who I know. They have a house. It's a house that they can sell, but it needs work. It needs work to be sold. And here's what OfferPad can do. OfferPad can give you a cash offer, an aggressive cash offer, no showings, no interior work. You don't have to get your home dressed up and ready to go. You don't have to have, the hassle of a specific closing day. You make your own closing day. They will move you for free within 50 miles. So if you make a move within 50 miles of where you lived, they're going to do it for you absolutely free. And at OfferPad, they're giving you cash, real cash for your home. They make those offers. Go to OfferPad.com and fill out your information, and what you're going to find is that they will have an answer to you within 24 hours, an aggressive cash offer, and it takes all the hassle of selling your home, all the hassle that you've ever dealt with or ever thought about. You don't have it anymore. It's out of your hands, and it couldn't be easier. OfferPad.com, OfferPad.com.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
Isn't it weird?
This is so
weird.
Time now for News of the Weird on the Bench.
Boy, what the hell's wrong with you?
Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Hi, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. For those of you that missed it, Lance traveled to Belize with his wife, and they had separate seats. One was in first class, and the other was back in
coach. I got upgraded. We were sitting next to each other, so, and then they asked me if I wanted it upgraded. I'm like,
yeah.
I mean, I think it'd be good for the show if I did.
Yep, and, well, I'm not going to have that kind of issue. My wife and I were both supposed to fly to Chicago today, right after the show, as a matter of fact. In a couple hours, I'm going to be on a plane. My wife is not able to go. Did you hear what's happening in Houston here tomorrow?
No.
Okay, so the NRA is having its meetings, its annual meeting here, and Donald Trump is going to speak at it. And it's going ahead as planned, despite what happened in Uvalde. And it is surely going to be a shit show. It is already the plans for the protests and the... And I'm telling you, Lance, the city of Houston tomorrow is going to be a national news. It will be front and center. Front and center for both. You want to talk about politically charged... NRA, Donald Trump, and all of the different protesters that are going to be here, including Black Lives Matter has already said they're going to be here.
So Wendy's got to stick it out.
Did you see Beto go after Governor Abbott yesterday?
I saw some video. I didn't listen to it. I was busy in first class. We don't
in first
class. We don't right. Yeah, in first class. We don't have the same access to. Yeah, we're more watching videos we downloaded.
Right. So, anyway, so my wife has got to stay here till Saturday because it is going to be quite the show here.
That's news of the news.
Well, it's news of the weird. It's going to be weird here, no question about it. So, have you ever heard of Nancy Crampton Brophy?
Yeah, she was the first Hall of Famer, Women's Hall of Famer, inducted into Basketball Hall of Fame.
Nope, she is an author, and she wrote the book, How to Murder Your Husband. Do you have any idea of what she was found guilty of just recently?
Murder? This has been on our News of the Weird before. You've done this one
Murdering
before.
Murdering her husband? No, I don't believe
yes.
No.
Yes.
Well, she's just found guilty. Maybe she was on trial. She just found guilty. And so, she murdered her chef, 63-year-old husband who was a chef, in 2018, and she was just found guilty. So she's going goodbye. A new Winnie the Pooh movie is out. Lance, are you interested?
Nope.
Well, you might
be. Does he have pants on this time?
Well, I'm not sure.
That's been the big beef, is Winnie the Pooh walks around without pants on.
I do know this. It's called Blood and Honey. It's a violent new horror film. With Winnie the Pooh as your killer, do you want to see Winnie the Pooh chopping people up?
I'm more interested now than I was before when the segment started.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, I'll be honest. Yeah, I'm a little more interested now.
Yes. No, I agree. Winnie the Pooh as a horror creature, I am. I am a little bit more interested in that than I was than with him walking around in a cartoon with no pants on. Yep, I'm with you on that one.
Yeah, I'll admit it. I'm like, okay, what do we have? Just a little bit more on this Winnie the Pooh the murderer.
Have you ever had a beer from Singapore?
I have, yes.
You have? Would you
like? Yeah, because Chang, I think it was Chang, I think is a Singapore beer. And they were at one of Everton's sponsors. So, yeah, of course I had drank some Chang.
Well, in Singapore, they've developed a new beer. It's called Newater, and it turns your urine into beer. Would you like to have your urine turned
this
into beer?
This is silly. This is silly because what you can do is if you drink enough beer, your urine eventually will turn into beer if you don't drink water.
Right. It
just go ahead and pee. Tom Herman had the whole chart and everything. Oh, look at this. This is a lager. Uh-oh, this is a stout. You're a bad teammate. You're literally peeing stout.
Well, apparently in Singapore they have water scarcity issues, so they are using urine now to make their beer.
No. You know? Hey. No.
Yes. Singapore's water agency has launched the drink. It's actually the Singapore's water agency launched the drink.
That's not what we're supposed to do.
Well, if you don't have any water, you know what? Urine. Okay? I don't know that I want urine beer, if you want to know the truth.
I don't. I don't want urine beer. I'll tell you that for a fact.
Do you know where electricity comes from?
Do I know where electricity comes from?
Yeah.
Yeah, lightning.
Well, yeah, electricity comes from lightning. Or the GOP anti-abortion witness at the House Judiciary Committee hearing Wednesday said this, that DC electricity comes from burning fetuses. Do you believe that the DC electricity is coming from burning fetuses?
That doesn't feel like that's accurate. I feel like you might need to go a little deeper dive on that one.
I think there might be some exaggeration there in this. They said they're using fetuses to burn.
I understand people get tricked easily by stuff these days, but I hope you don't fall for that one.
Well, that's a... that. And, oh, by the way, who's ever doing that? There's a special place in hell for you, if you are, in fact, doing that. Hey, a car owner, Lance, left his Jeep at the dealership to get the oil change.
Yeah.
Well, apparently, the kid who was about to change it got run over by his car.
Oh.
Killed. And apparently, you can't sue the dealership. So they're suing the owner of the car, who wasn't even there. Do you think that he should be responsible for his Jeep killing someone while he was getting the oil changed?
Oh, I don't feel like that's going to stick.
I don't feel like it. But you know what? I kind of feel like I've heard dumber verdicts in my life.
No, I have too.
I just don't know. All right, we're done. Vanessa and Gallant are next right here on ESPN 97.5. But Lance, I would imagine there in Belize, you're going to have a couple tequilas.
I will. Maestro Dobel, I hope they're carrying it, because if they're not carrying it here at the Phoenix, we're going to have a little talk. I can promise you that. We're going to have a little talk here with Kelly and McCool about getting Maestro Dobel stocked up here in Belize, because Maestro Dobel is fantastic. Now here's a decision that has to be made now. Okay, are we going to go with the standard silver, which is amazing, or are we going to go with the Reposado? Are we going to carry an Añejo for the discerning palate, or an Añejo Extra if you really want to go up top? Or maybe it's the Cristalino, called the Diamante, which is Cristalino. They're the ones who coined that category. They take three different types of tequilas. The varieties of tequilas. They charcoal filter it. They age it, and the result is phenomenal. The different flavor profiles of all the different tequilas they have is really top-notch. And there's a new one. I'm going to the release party on June 1st. We're going to find out the brand-new tequila coming from Maestro Dobel. I'm so excited. 11 generations of tequila makers have been putting in the work so that you can enjoy the flavor of Maestro Dobel.
ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5. Real fun sports.